Thank you for joining us for our Daily Phil devotional. Take a moment to pray and ask God to prepare your heart to hear from Him.
Hey everybody, Pastor Jeremy here. So excited to be with you once again. Have you ever had one of those sleepless nights where relaxing slumber is replaced with stress, anxiety, and fear? Hopefully not. But sometimes our current life situations are not as expected or planned, and our soul ends up suffering. This has happened a few times in my life, and so I'm getting pretty good at finally going to God first and then learning what's causing me to only focus on my current situation. I remember one time it was because I had just gotten back from being overseas and nothing felt right. I couldn't rest. I couldn't sleep. I was just trying to figure out how the next day would go, and I had no idea what the right things would even be. My current reality in that moment was just overwhelming every single night. Another time it was during the recession. I wasn't sure how I was going to support my wife and two kids and all their needs. Doom scenarios just kept spinning in my head over and over again. You know, both these examples, I couldn't, or at least didn't, take time to dream about what God was going to do to change everything. I could not even dream about the future hope in Jesus anymore because of my current situations and the stress they brought. In Psalm 126, I love how the New Living Translation describes what the Lord did in verse 1. At the end of the verse, it says, "It was like a dream." Verses 2 and 3 describe the people with laughter, joy, and praise. And that all came because their dream was in the Lord. It was in His future promises being fulfilled. And He allowed them to dream despite their current situation. Even though their current situation hadn't gotten there yet where their hope was fulfilled, they looked to Him so they could have enough hope to dream about how bright things will get. They remembered what God had done, so they could dream about what He will do. They dared to dream so big so they could find the hope they needed each day. That would have been really good for me to do as well. It's good to remember that Jesus has defeated the grave. He's defeated sin so we could dream about what's in store for us. He did all this so no matter what we face today, we can dream about what Jesus has for us tomorrow. If you're facing a current situation that just seems bleak, we're here to pray for you. Just give us a call. We'll listen, we'll talk, and together, hopefully, we'll find enough hope in the Lord so we can all dream about what He's going to do next. Love you all, praying for you all. I hope you guys have enough hope today to dream tonight. Thanks.
Daily Phil Devotionals is a ministry of Emmanuel Faith Community Church. If you'd like to learn more about our church, read more devotionals, listen to our sermons, or give to our ministries, please visit efcc.org.